This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But we're also just a week away from the NFL draft, and a week from tonight, the Pittsburgh Steelers will select someone, probably 24 in the first round. We'll see if they make any moves. And we'll see the quarterback drama play out in the top 10 to 15 picks as well at the league level. So where are we now as compared to where we were on, say, I don't know, January 11th, after we'd seen the Steelers lose to the Cleveland Browns in that wild card game and pretty emphatically lose to the Browns in that wild card game? Where are we on what we'd like to see from them in not just the first round, but this year's draft as a whole, after watching their personnel moves over the last two and a half months. Colin, how has your perspective specifically changed on what you think the Steelers should and will do a week from tonight?
It hasn't changed. It has slightly just evolved a little bit. I think they should take a lineman. For sure. Mm-hmm. Okay? So instead of, and this isn't, This is the softening me, I guess, in my life. This is the older Colin Dunlap. This understanding that maybe I can subscribe to some other people's ideals and at least listen to them, right? And take them in and take a nice big drink of them and say, oh, okay, that doesn't taste exactly what I would make, but I can understand it. I have a taste for it. I want them to take a lineman. I think they'd be silly to not take a lineman, but I can warm to this. If they do take a running back, I'm not going to be happy. They do need to then, and I've said this before, make him the big dog the moment he walks in the door. I can get on board with you if you say, I want to take Etienne, or I want to take the kid from Alabama. I got to take one of those two guys. But it needs to be, and not just implied, it needs to be stated. March him out there media-wise. Make him the big dog. Give him a big dog kind of number. You know what I mean? I don't need to see him wearing number 49 or something like that. Get him out there and have him and make no bones to Benny Snell or McFarland or whomever. He's getting the carries. He bell cow, if you will, from day one. Mm-hmm. I can live with that. It wouldn't be what I would do, but I can understand it. So when you ask me that question, how my feelings and thoughts have evolved, that's kind of how they've evolved in these past few months.
And I've come all the way around a full 180
degrees. Go back to your Twitter, by the way, national championship night. I'm not letting you forget that. What did you write on Twitter, national championship night?
I don't have it pulled up specifically because I'm not good at searching things on Twitter. But I do remember saying something to the effect of, hey, as great as Najee Harris looks right now, and I think I said something about Trey Sermon maybe too. I remember saying this, and I'll own up to it. I got no problem with it. I remember saying, hey, as good as these running backs look, just remember, Steelers fans, you need to remake your offensive line. Don't be tempted to take a running back in the first round. But here's where I'm at, Colin. That offensive line is going to take. It's not going to that revamp on the offensive line. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in one draft even. And I still think that two of their top three picks should be linemen. I don't think they should do any of these flirtations with a linebacker or a wide receiver. Your defense is strong enough. You need to draft offense with your impact picks in this draft. You need to draft offensive line with two of the top three. But if Najee Harris or Travis Etienne is available at 24, they're still sitting there, you got to jump on one of those guys because you've committed to not a rebuild, but a one more kick at the can with this group on offense while still also trying to build for the future. If you're going to really, truly try to serve both sides here, you got to get a guy who doesn't just help you down the road, and those linemen will help you down the road, maybe a little bit of an immediate impact if you get a guy who can start right away, but you also need to get someone who can help you right now, which is that bell cow, and ATN or Harris could be that.
See, and it's been my long stance that you can find a running back to run behind a very good line that you can't find, even if you have a good running back, he can't run behind a bad line. And that's why I build from the line backward and figure it out. And I just don't know if either Etienne or Harris are like generational backs. Are these guys, they're going to walk in and be great. I don't feel that out of either guy. I just think they'll be okay.
I get that feel from Harris. Etienne, I think there's still... I think he's a home run hitter. We know that. I don't know if he's a 25 touch a week kind of guy, but he's definitely a home run hitter and the kind of big play guy that they don't have enough of in their offense. But I'll be honest and admit, hey, my thoughts have changed. As things have progressed throughout the offseason, I've gone from, yeah, you know what? You got to take an offensive lineman first to 24 to if that running back is available, you go with it. What's happening?
January 11th, 8:32 p.m., mind you.
Here we go.
Chris Mack on Twitter. Note to self. You're going to be tempted to scream and yell for Najee Harris or Travis Etienne if they're there for Steelers at 24. But don't forget how bad the offensive line was this year. They're desperate for OL help. Somebody remind me of this come April 29th. Thank you.
Okay, read it for me again next Thursday.
Yes. Uh-huh. And I am retweeting now with not subtweeting. I am retweeting, putting it out there,
yes. And
quote tweeting you. You are reminded right now, Mr.
Damn Twitter machine.
I want to take a
stupid
running
machine
back. The internet never forgets. There's receipts for everything. I am showing you receipts here,
Thank
pal.
Thank you.
Here you
Thank
are.
You.
Here are your receipts anyway.
Damn it. Text us, call us, tweet me now, I guess, and tell me what an idiot I am. All right, Colin, you said you've been seeing a whole lot of something lately.
Oh, yeah.
All over the place.
What is
going on? And I'm convinced it's
on?
Much more prevalent than anyone really knows about.
I don't know. Producer Matt, maybe he can back me on this. Have you guys been noticing an uptick in men's hair dye commercials and print ads and stuff? Or maybe I'm just noticing them. I'm not in the discussion. Like, I'm not in the target market for them. I don't need to, you know, I don't have hair. I shave it all off.
Yeah.
And it is my beard. Here's why. A little couple spots in my beard, I know Matt has noticed, going gray as I grow it out. And the more I shave it, it more comes back gray. So that's why I don't shave it. I don't care, but it is what it is. That said, though, I have, like, Just for Men, and there's some other ones. And I've noticed one. I think I saw one on a Major League Baseball wall, like one of those wall ads, you know, on an outfield
okay,
wall.
Okay, yeah.
I've just noticed this. Do you think there are more people? Here's the thought. And we can even have this discussion a little later on and bring it back. There are more people than what we know who are men who color their hair or dye their hair.
Oh, yeah.
Or mustache or beard.
Yeah. Like, if... What do you think, how many guys out of 10 that you know color their hair?
Like half, like 0.5.
Would you go, yeah, I would be willing to bet that it's more than that.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
So you know about this kind of stuff. I don't. I'm naive to this kind of stuff.
Well, I have hair, so I have that. But I have gray patches on my temples.
Yes.
You know, I don't color them because
you don't call Keith Hernandez or you know.
No, okay. I don't. Because I didn't start right away. Like, you have to jump on that at the first sign, right? Otherwise, at least in my opinion, everybody's going to look at you and be like, oh, he's coloring his hair.
All right, let's out some people.
I saw gray
then.
There the other day.
Well, we're in the name and names business.
I mean,
Pomp?
Anybody in TV. I wasn't going to say it about Pomp.
Well, I'm just asking. He's got a great head of hair. That's why I ask. And it's really nice.
I think Pomp's is natural.
So I think it might be too. Okay.
But there's definitely, I don't know if I want to name names. There's got to be people in TV locally who haven't gone the all natural Mike Clark route and let
Martino?
The gray come in and take over. Oh, Paul is a candidate. I'll be honest. I'll just say it. He's a candidate.
Okay. Who? You're the one that said we know people. Who? Who do you think dyes their hair that we know? That's a man. Matt? Matt's smiling like he's got a list of seven
who
people.
Who do you have, Matt?
Who do you have?
I don't have the guts to name anybody.
I don't have any. I was trying to think of people. I don't have any names.
Lesh?
How old is he? I don't know.
I don't know.
Not that it matters.
I'll throw one out there. All due respect, Albie. I bet you Albie's putting a little product in.
Clyde Frazier, Albie, and Keith Hernandez in the next commercial, and he'll tweet a picture
maybe
of him with them.
Embrace it. And anybody who if you go back and look at them, and really is tough because they're all people who've had really long careers, right? You go back and look at their hair 25 years ago, and it was like, I don't know, six shades darker.
Guy Junker.
I can't call out my Uncle Guy like that.
Well, you just got.
I think he may be. I think
you
he
think
may
maybe.
Be.
See, I'm just. I'm now that you say it, I don't know. I'm naive to this. You're right though. You got to look at pictures of people from back in the day.
If their hair was like five, six shades darker 20 years ago than it is now, and you don't see any gray on their head now, then there's product being used.
See, now I'm going to the news team of all the people around here.
Wait.
Yeah,
what? You guys
require some research.
You guys think it's 50%?
I don't. I think it's half. I think it's 0.5%.
No, he said half of 1%.
I think if you know 10 people, you need to know 20 people to know one.
Okay.
I think it's close to half. I do, Matt. I think it's happening a whole lot more than any of us
Stocky?
Would believe.
Stocky.
Yes.
Wow. This guy got everybody dyeing their hair.
I know.
Yeah.
You really think this is the case? So many people like that are dyeing their hair?
I think it's happening a lot.
Because women do it. I mean, I know a lot of women do it. And just for not even because to offset gray, just to kind of change colors a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
keep it fresh.
I'm telling you, the ads, though, are all over. There are more ads than I've ever seen for this men hair dyeing product. All over the place. I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's happening.
Text
a whole
us
lot
with
more
your suspicions.
You
412-928-9370.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be advertising as much. They wouldn't have the money to advertise in these big
that's
venues.
That's my thought.
If they weren't making bank.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.